Yesterday, Microsoft released its Q2 2026 earnings report, and the numbers reveal a massive divide within the company. While parts of Microsoft's revenue are soaring on the back of cloud growth, the gaming division is telling a completely different story, reporting a staggering 32% crash in hardware revenue. This was the holiday season, the time of the year when hardware should be flying off the shelves. Instead, Microsoft CFO Amy Hood admitted that Xbox revenue fell below expectations, specifically citing weaker first-party performance. But there is a massive contradiction in this report. While the hardware is in freefall, Microsoft is simultaneously bragging about having a record number of PC players. This creates a fascinating question. If people aren't buying the Xbox, but they are playing more Xbox games on PC than ever before, where is all that activity actually happening? And the answer is sitting on your computer. As Steam recently shattered its own records with 42 million concurrent users, we are witnessing a massive shift in the power dynamic. Xbox is now just another Steam publisher. Today, we are diving into the data to see why Microsoft's struggle to sell consoles is effectively helping Steam. Now, let's just look at the numbers because they are brutal. In the most recent quarter, Microsoft's gaming revenue decreased by $623 million, or 9%. That was driven by two massive failures. First, content and services, things like the Game Pass, which dropped by 5%. Microsoft CFO Amy Hood explicitly stated this was due to
"was below expectations driven by first-party content with impact across the platform."
Essentially, their big games didn't move the needle. But the real disaster is the hardware. A 32% decline in Xbox console sales during the Christmas season is not a good thing. In May 2025, they raised the price of the Xbox by $100. Then in October 2025, they hit the US market with another price hike. They tried to offset low volume by charging more for the remaining consoles, but it backfired. People didn't only stop buying Xboxes because they were getting too expensive, they stopped buying them because the value proposition was gone. So as Xbox's gaming revenue dropped this quarter, we have to look at the games that were supposed to save it. Microsoft's Q2 was stacked with major first-party releases. This was the quarter of The Outer Worlds 2, Ninja Gaiden 4, and of course, Black Ops 7. Microsoft spent $70 billion on Activision and Blizzard specifically for this moment. Instead, Black Ops 7 hit a wall. Sales in key regions were specifically lower than Black Ops 6, and it was even outperformed on Steam by competitors like Battlefield 6. This is the central problem Amy Hood highlighted when she blamed weak first-party performance for the revenue dip. This is where the Valve connection becomes unavoidable. Even with a disappointing launch, Black Ops 7 still had to live on Steam just to reach its modest numbers. But because it launched to mixed reviews, now it's mostly negative, and faced historic low player counts for the franchise on Steam, it failed to create the PC growth Microsoft needed to grow their revenue. They are trading the total control of the Xbox ecosystem for the total reach of Steam. But as we saw this quarter, that reach comes with a heavy price. Every copy sold on Steam means Microsoft hands 20 to 30% of the revenue directly to Valve. In a quarter where gaming revenue is already down 9%, paying a tax to one of your biggest competitors is a brutal reality. Microsoft is actively funding Valve's dominance because they no longer have a choice on their own. And here is where the narrative gets interesting. During the earnings call, Microsoft CEO tried to pivot. He claimed that Microsoft saw a record number of PC gaming users this quarter. But wait, if hardware is down 32% and gaming revenue is down 9%, how can you have record users? If the Xbox ecosystem is supposedly growing, why is the money shrinking? And the answer is pretty simple. The players aren't on the Microsoft store. Microsoft is counting everyone who plays Call of Duty or Forza on PC as an Xbox user. In December 2025, Steam recorded $1.6 billion in revenue, its biggest month ever. On January 11th, 2026, Steam peaked at over 42 million concurrent users. So when Microsoft says they have record PC players, what they're actually saying is our games are selling on on Steam. To understand how deep this surrender goes, we have to look at the person in charge, Phil Spencer. Just 2 months ago, when Valve dropped the news about their new hardware, Phil didn't come out swinging. Instead, he tweeted, "Congrats on today's announcement. As one of the largest publishers on Steam, we welcome new options for players." And this just seems like a white flag. When the head of Xbox calls himself a publisher on Steam rather than a competitor to Steam, the war is over. But let's be realistic. If hardware revenue is projected to keep decreasing year over year, which Microsoft admitted in this report, then the Xbox console is on life support.
And hardware revenue should decline year over year.
They are shifting their weight into becoming a third-party developer. People said Steam couldn't compete with the subsidized console model that Xbox was following. But before Valve could even release their Steam machine, the open platform has already won. But there is actually a deeper technical reason why Valve is winning this long game, and it comes down to a fundamental difference in philosophy. While Microsoft is obsessed with turning your PC into an AI machine, Valve is obsessed with keeping it a gaming device. Microsoft's more personal computing revenue fell by 3% this quarter, and if you've used Windows 11 recently, you know exactly why. Microsoft is in the middle of a desperate pivot to bake AI into every single aspect of your computer. Instead of adding more layers of artificial intelligence or forced cloud integration, Valve has spent years funding open source projects like Mesa and Proton. Just this month, Valve developers were once again cited as some of the most prolific contributors to open source graphics drivers in the world. They are ensuring that the entire Linux ecosystem remains a clean, high-performance alternative to the AI-infested version of Windows, which Gabe noticed Windows was heading in the wrong direction over a decade ago. So while Microsoft's leadership is busy trying to turn your desktop into something you didn't ask for, Valve has built a platform that stays out of your way. This is the true technical death for the Xbox console. If you buy a Steam machine in 2026, you're buying a ticket out of Microsoft's ecosystem. Microsoft is celebrating record PC players, but many of those players are increasingly looking for an exit, as we see with the percentage of Linux usage continuing to go up. They know that as Windows becomes more cluttered with AI, the clean open source future that Valve paved is the only place gamers will go. This seems to be marking the complete end of the console war. In 2026, we are entering the era of the universal PC ecosystem. You can now almost play every major Xbox game on Steam, with better community features and better support and no Xbox Live subscription fee. Now, of course, Microsoft isn't going bankrupt over this gaming revenue, as they are a $1 trillion company at the end of the day. But Xbox as a console brand is dead. It has been replaced by Xbox the publisher. The most shocking part of this earnings call wasn't the loss of $623 million. It was the realization that Microsoft is now actively rooting for Steam's success. They need Steam to grow because that's the only place their games are actually selling. If you want to see how Valve was making record-breaking revenue while Xbox was failing, check out this video.